Welcome to the Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah's history. By 1924, 15 years after Zion Canyon became a national monument and later a national park, only a few thousand people had braved Washington County's grueling rough roads to see the spectacular site. So when Stephen Mather, then director of the National Park Service, visited in 1923 and offered federal funds to bridge the Virgin River at Rockville, residents were ecstatic. Not only would its construction provide local employment, but the one-lane bridge would open a route connecting five national park areas with numerous small towns. From the nearest train station in Lund, Utah, sightseers could now be driven in touring cars on a circle from Cedar City to Zion, across the Rockville Bridge, known as the Rockville Shortcut, and into the wilds of northern Arizona to Pipe Spring and Grand Canyon's North Rim. Tourists then turned north to Bryce Canyon and Cedar Breaks, ending again at Lund. One intrepid traveler described the still unpaved roads of this route as brick-red, furnace-hot sands. But the 500-mile journey could now be completed in less than 10 days, if the weather held. Tourists stayed in tent camps or small-town inns and ate in local cafes. An increasing number of local folks found employment as cooks and waitresses, drivers, wranglers, park and forest rangers, laborers, freighters, mechanics, bellhops, sales clerks, and later, as shop owners, gas station attendants, grocers, construction workers, and tour guides, all catering to a world seeking the amazement of southern Utah's Wild West. Although superseded 7 years later, in 1931, by the Zion-Mount Carmel Tunnel, the tiny Rockville Bridge kicked off an era of Western road building, national park development, and tourism job growth that were critical to the West's economy. The bridge, now nearing its 100th anniversary, also helped meet the Park Service mission of providing for the enjoyment of future generations as the world continues to seek Southern Utah's Red Rock delights. This episode of the Beehive Archive was contributed by Greer Cheshire of the town of Rockville, which is committed to the restoration of this historic bridge. Sources and past episodes may be found at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of Utah Humanities, I'm Megan Van Frank.